Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, lots to get to this morning. First of all, Sean is so excited to get off the show tonight or today and get home and prepare like this little snuggle area for he and Shayna. And they're making all kinds of food because you know what's on tonight.
What's on?
Love Island.
Love Island.
Yeah, he's super duper excited about Love Island. Yeah. He's been following it. He downloaded the app so he can actually vote. Sean, bring us up to date on what's going on with Love Island.
Well, we've got two men that joined yesterday. The one guy's name is like McCann. And then Kyle, I believe, is the other guy's name. And they're shaking things up because everybody's paired up. There's only one single girl. But they're sneaking in, and they're going to snag some women from some of the guys. Because the whole idea, if you're not coupled up, you have the chance of getting kicked off.
Mm.
So then on the app, you can go and vote on who you think that they should pick to be their girl to couple up with. Now, here's the other thing that's kind of weird. They all sleep in beds together, right? You couple up with a girl, even if you just met them. Say, I want to date that girl. You guys all sleep in one single room. So it's like this big community bedroom with all these beds in there, these six or seven beds, and they're all sleeping in there together, which I think is just a recipe for disaster.
Mm. And STDs.
Or good videos.
Mm. And STDs.
Well, there's always that.
Sorry, don't mean to be the buzzkill. Be the mom of the group.
Yeah, come on.
Do they promote where this island is located?
Fiji.
Oh, it's in Fiji. That's beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's so cool looking. Oh, it looks like such a great
Cayman
compound.
Island.
They call it a habitat. The commentators would call it a habitat, but it's a great little compound they're on.
Well, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, here's the trailer. You can watch it tonight. It's called Love Island.
Imagine being marooned on an island with a bunch of hotties.
Are you ready, America?
Welcome to Love Island, where everyone is coupled from day one.
Let's go.
Laura.
But don't worry if it doesn't work out.
Hi, boys.
There's an endless supply of sassy singles waiting for their chance at romance. With host Arielle Vandenberg, Love Island, 5 nights a week, starting CBS Tuesday, July 9th.
No, this show airs every single night, Monday through Friday. Going to air that way for an entire month, I think it is. And it's huge in the UK. I don't know. I feel like this has been done here.
A lot.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It just seems late to the party.
I agree with you. But Sean's in on it. He loves it.
I'm kind of, it's growing on me.
Well, it helps for Love Island that you don't have cable.
yeah, that is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of choices.
I mean, I'm sure Love Island's going to be huge with non-cable people.
Great point.
I'm not sure they're going to be locked into Love Island.
Yeah, that is really a great point.
Because I feel like the Fantasy Hotel, I feel like the Bachelorette and the Bachelor and all, I think it's all the same.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, I missed the first episode of Love Island because I was watching PBS on a special on going to the moon.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so not having cable does definitely hurt.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, no, it helps them.
Well, it helps them, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Here is some interaction between the lovers. You're going to really dig this, number 9.
Allow me to summarize the next scene for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
But like before, I mean, just like meeting everyone, I was like, oh, that girl's like awesome. Like I knew right away. But I was like, I don't want to show my hand too quick. So like, let me.
So I know. I was like, oh, he's cute. Like,
oh yeah, sweet.
Athletic, like cute, like Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth. Yeah. I wish. Are you like kidding me?
You kind of like him.
That'd be so sick. Mm. But no. Yeah, I mean, I would take that as a compliment.
I love it, Sean. It seems like a real winner.
You're on board now, aren't you?
Oh, you'll be like watching tonight. Sure.
7 o'clock.
Sean, keep us updated all month long.
It's amazing.
I sure will.
Amazing. All right, R. Kelly has been arrested on federal sex crime charges. People, he is going away. Here it is.
Singer R. Kelly arrested in Chicago. We've learned he's now facing federal charges, and two law enforcement officials also tell News 4 he's expected to be brought to New York to face other allegations. Today, New York's Tracy Strahan is breaking it all down for us. She's live in downtown Brooklyn with the latest. Tracy?
Well, Jen, we've just received some new details just within the past few minutes. Now, we've learned that this morning the indictment against R. Kelly includes charges of child porn as well as obstruction of justice. And a senior law enforcement official says that federal indictments have been filed both in the Northern District of Illinois and here in Brooklyn. The 52-year-old Grammy Award winner was arrested last night while walking his dog by members of Homeland Security as well as the NYPD's Public Safety Task Force.
Holy moly.
Shouldn't have walked your dog.
Jeez. He's in trouble in Illinois. He's in trouble in New York. He's in trouble with the feds. He's in trouble with everybody.
Boy, it took a while, didn't it?
Sure did. But, took 20-something years.
Holy hell. Oprah is a superhero, man. Everybody loves Opie. Oprah Winfrey is, she has that huge estate in Maui. Well, Maui's on fire right now. About 3,000, 4,000 acres are on fire in a brush fire, and people are evacuating. Well, Oprah has this humongous estate, and part of the estate has a big road on it, but she owns it, and so it has gates on it. So people started tweeting, Oprah, Oprah, please unlock the gates.
Here's what I think.
Oh, God.
I think Oprah, because she's getting such, notoriety from being such a wonderful person by opening the gates.
She opened the gates, yep.
I think she set the fire.
Oh my God, you're so dumb. You're so dumb.
Well, no, what a great way to make yourself look like a hero, right?
Set the fire.
You go on the backside of the plantation or whatever it is that they own there, and you go back there, and Oprah lights a fire. Maybe maybe a cookout gets out of control, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like an accident. Mm-hmm. But then everybody has to rush out the front side where your gates are, and then boom, you make the news as being a great person.
They said mahalo to Oprah. They love her.
Yeah.
She opened the gates. She didn't have to. She shared the code, and people could evacuate because of good old Opie.
Yeah, that won't last once they find out she set the fire.
She didn't set the fire. You're so dumb.
Could be the case, Jamie.
I doubt. I feel like she has better things to do.
You need to keep an open mind. You need to.
All right.
She's back there grilling wieners. And it got out of control.
I know what I'll do. I'll set this place on fire.
Back there on the back 40. How much land
you get to escape, and you get to escape, and you get to escape.
Doesn't she own like half the island?
Of Maui?
I think so.
It's a big estate, that's huge. For sure. Joe Montana, speaking of estates, Joe Montana is selling his estate in wine country. He is now moving to San Francisco, where he's going to work on his venture capital firm. How much do you think Joe Montana is selling his little wine country estate for?
Okay, you said little, so I'm going to go with $400,000.
$30 million.
Boy, I was close.
Joe Montana has a house worth $30 million.
An estate?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of land, though, if it's a wine country, right?
$30 million.
You're probably looking at hundreds of acres.
Joe Montana, $30 million. What in the hell? Allie Long, you might know her as a soccer player for the U.S. World Cup champions. Well, somebody, while she was at the ESPYs, somebody broke into her hotel, stole money and some of her, her gear. From the U.S. World Bingham.
Well, that's no way to treat a hero.
No kidding. Well, she a hero?
Yeah, well, kind of. I think they're classified a hero. You go out and represent the USA and you win.
Yeah, they stole her crap, man. It's not very nice, is it?
No. Had to be the maid.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Right.
You don't trust the maids, do you?
I don't.
I don't either.
No.
I don't either.
I always lock
it
up.
They have sticky fingers just like everybody else does.
I watched this documentary about the maids.
Yeah.
Two things that you should know. Number one, they take the cloth and they wipe around the toilet. And then they not only wipe that same cloth in the glasses.
Yeah.
They use the same cloth for the toilet and the glasses. But then they also, they spray your toothbrush with cleaner.
Ah.
Because they don't have the time or the patience to move your toothbrush. Yeah. So never leave your toothbrush on the counter at a hotel. ever.
Yeah, and we all get thrown off because the maids, you know, they got those great little costumes on. And
I don't think they're costumes.
Well, the uniforms. It makes
What are you thinking, Halloween sexy maid?
It makes them look like they would never commit a crime. But boy, oh boy, we know the truth.
I also saw this documentary where the maid, because people leave their laptops in the room, and she was on there on the guy's laptop. What? All looking at Facebook and stuff.
I don't trust the maids. Don't trust them. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can meet me at the door and just give me clean towels.
Yeah, I'm for that.
And I'll be here for a couple of nights. Nothing's going to go bad, so don't even come into my room.
Or just lock your stuff up.
Well, you can't lock up everything. You can't put like a computer, Jamie. If you've got a laptop, you can't put it in that safe. You got to leave it out as you go out. Maybe you're going to go grab some lunch. You got to... some meeting
What I got
to
do? I got to grab lunch.
You got to be outside the room, and they come in to clean when you're gone. I mean, they can take your stuff.
They really can take.
And they do.
Yeah. I don't even know, you guys. I don't even know. Anyway, so the maid stole some crap. We think we don't know who stole.
One was a $15,000 wedding ring.
Why didn't she have it in the safe?
And the other was the New York City key to the city. You know those giant
the
keys?
The gigantic one?
Yeah, it unlocks that big lock in New York.
Oh.
Yeah, a key to the city of New York City was stolen. Now everybody in New York is on edge.
Well, yeah, because they can't get into their place. How are we going to get into New York? I don't know. We can't unlock it.
Well, you stole the key to the city. Got that, too, like a day before.
That's going to be hard to sell on eBay.
Yeah.
I think people are going to know.
Yeah, they're going to find that.
That's going to be a red flag right there. Anyway, speaking of stealing, hackers stole $32 million worth of cryptocurrency from a Japanese exchange, Bitpoint. $32 million worth of fake money they stole. I still don't get that cryptocurrency.
Me either. That's why I don't get this story.
I looked into it, but it's just really, it makes me fearful.
I mean, it seems like a big heist, but I don't understand it.
I don't either. It's kind of weird. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I had something else for you. Oh, I know what it was. Did you see all this men's? You should get some men's makeup.
I should.
Mm-hmm. Men's cosmetics are beginning to gain traction in the United States of America.
For men?
For men.
What would I be getting? What do I need?
I just think a little foundation.
Foundation?
Yeah, just a little.
I will say this. I've done some TV stuff. You know, I did the Fox 31 when I did that weather stuff. When I put on makeup, I look pretty damn good. I really do.
Yeah, just to even out the tone.
And a lot of times when I go down, like if I'm going to go to the TV stations and get the makeup and stuff put on, I'll wear it. I don't leave there and wash it off.
No.
I wear it throughout the day. Yeah. Because I really do think, I think Jamie's onto something here. I could use a little.
Yeah, a little lippy.
Definitely some lip liner.
Right. Some rouge.
Nobody says rouge.
Definitely rouge.
Nobody says rouge, you
dumb
boys.
It's rouge.
Yes, they do,
no, they
Jamie.
Don't.
Sean and I say it.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need some contour.
I think that's the first time you've ever been there for me.
Well, we're talking about rouge.
Exactly.
Nobody says rouge.
Passionate about
rouge.
It. Rouge.
We need contour. We need to contour you.
Mm.
Powder.
That sounds painful.
No, contour.
Yeah.
Put some dark along your jawline, make it look more like this.
Is that why guys grow that little beard across their jawline? Just to contour?
Oh,
I'm just wondering.
I'm not a guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
Ask Spadil. He's got one.
Yeah. Is that why they do the neck beard? Just to contour?
No, mine's just laziness. Yeah.
Anyway, the men's makeup market, listen, you guys, is worth now over $1 billion in men's makeup.
Where do you buy it at?
You can get it from
never see it.
Estee Lauder, L'Oreal, all these different places.
Maybe I'll order that with Amazon Prime on Prime Day.
Most of the products come in neutral colors, and it's aimed to help men make slight improvements to their appearance. For example, you have that big white or that big red zit right there.
Yeah.
If you got some concealer, you can make it white. And then people be like, oh, it's not red. It's, hey, nice white zit.
So a white bump.
Yeah. Have you ever seen women that do that?
Yeah.
It's like they take concealer and just put it on top of the zit. Like, oh, now we can't see it. Now it's just white.
The white dot.
Yeah.
Ooh. I may look into this stuff.
Yeah,
you guys laugh at me if I started coming in with makeup on?
No, I think just a little bit under your eyes.
Never, man, never.
Little under your eyes.
No, I'm being honest. Look, I think Jamie would be, I think she'd be all for it. and she would compliment me and be supportive. Mm-hmm. But I think you two clowns would laugh.
No. Definitely behind your back, we would.
And then we can make your eyebrows all the same colors. So, you know, like you have kind of calico eyebrows going on.
Yeah, I do.
But we could like make them all the same color.
We could.
We could really do some things with you.
I may have to go for this.
And Sean?
Yeah.
Are you eating?
No, I'm not. I'm just looking up.
Finger in his mouth.
I'm looking up men's makeup. Under eye concealer.
Yes.
The Pro Palette. I've got some enhanced whole face makeup. Under eye bag concealer.
Would you guys be game?
No.
Gay?
Game.
Oh.
You know, when I was a kid, my sister put a lot of makeup on me.
Yeah.
And so I'm good. I think I've had enough.
Okay.
I'll wear makeup with you, BJ.
I love him.
Yeah, you could use it too.
Oh, he's so cute.
You're like me, Shmadil.
Yeah, I you could probably use makeup. A little bit of this.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
We need to first get him on the Rogaine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get you some hair back.
I just ordered some new shampoo from this company, so hopefully it works out. It's gonna be here next.
I know,
week.
But listen, Rogaine keeps the hair you have.
It's like Rogaine. It's just from a different company. It's the same ingredient and all that stuff. It's just not
kind
the
of Rogaine generic brand.
Like, yeah,
not as expensive.
Like exactly.
Bogay or something.
Yeah.
Rogaine. Somebody wrote this as I read our text. Do you guys even prepare at all for this show? What in the hell?
Is that a trick question? Is that our boss?
I felt like we did a great job. All right, fine. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.